The General and the Spy. Gold. Gold. Gold was the common cause that united the soldiers of Pitour. 5 legions they became, the golden claw of the sultanate that spread its talons to new territories. For 5 years of conquest, the boundaries expanded, and the realm swelled from mountain to sea, from Arctic to jungle. Gold. Gold was the promise that forged this army. It was not an empty promise, nor was it a full one. General Jez Hadou wrote up the contracts on behalf of the Sultan, a 10-pound bag of gold octos to each soldier who served 5 faithful years. The general had 5 legions to pay, but only enough gold to pay 4. The due date drew near, and the general grew desperate. He had mishandled the sums on supplies, weapons, and armor. He had hoped that the captured lands would yield a mine or two to replenish the treasury. It proved a vain hope. The new lands were rich and plentiful when it came to farming and logging. The nobility were most pleased. But the contracted soldiers would prove most irate to be short-changed the pay they were promised. Gold. Gold was the reason they fought and bled and died. It was the golden claw that fed the realm that fed the general, too.
"And I must bite that claw," resolved the general. "I must make it lose a talon, send an entire legion to its doom. Only then can I make good on the promise that was made. A dishonorable course, I know, to cause the deaths of so many faithful soldiers. But it is better to lie dishonorably in secret than in the open. If I do not pay the other talons their due, they might turn inward to the realm, a fist with a bloodied palm. All would fall to ruin and waste. No, I must make this sacrifice. One legion must perish."
When the general decided which legion to betray, he called for Aziz, his finest and most indispensable spy. Of all the informants in the general's employ, none were more plain of face, more unassuming, or more cunning than Aziz. Throughout the war, Aziz had gained the trust of the enemy Hualu to the south. The information he supplied them was always a mixed bag of truth and lies. Whenever the tribes used their information to preserve their numbers and escape the legion's wrath, they were almost always successful. But whenever they used the information to mount offensives, they would always be hammered back. Aziz, the spy, had the remainder of the Hualu horde convinced that he was their savior, their secret ace against the golden talon that was the Ring Legion. And, in a way, he was, for now.
"What is the state of the Hualu's remaining forces?" the general asked his spy.
"Strong," answered Aziz. "All the tribes have united under one chief, the powerful spear shaman, Hasgar Roharega. He has great magics at his disposal, and bloodied warriors enough and willing to be enhanced by it. Witch chieftains of various tribes are combining their secrets to fashion fell spells and curses for our men. And new tactics are being devised by their weapon masters to better shatter our defenses. They are desperate and proud and ready to die gloriously."
"I would rather they die easily," lied the general.
"All they can, my lord," replied the spy.
He placed a thick scroll before the general.
"Here is their location, their numbers, weapons, armor, magics, food stores, everything."
The general took up the scroll, but did not open it.
"And what is their current location?"
"A valley, nestled in the southernmost Bulwark Mountains. I'm the one that found it for them. They are convinced the peaks and rock walls will keep them safe."
"And will they?"
asked the general.
"Not with the information I just gave you. I've mapped out ways around each lookout and ambush party. There are more ways to beat them than they can fathom. You could put every last Hualu to the sword within a month's time."
He paused and swallowed. "Or we could leave them be."
"Leave them be?" asked the general. "Why?"